Many activities planned leading up to the special recognition ceremony took a lot of effort and dedication, but the book that will be discussed more this evening was made possible with efforts of many people, including Cindy Kernahan. She's a director of the Center of Excellence in Teaching and Learning and a professor of psychology. So, Cindy, can you tell me a little more about your involvement with the inauguration activities and ceremony?
Yeah, absolutely. So I run the Center for Excellence in Teaching and Learning, and I was told that Chancellor Gallo had chosen The Extended Mind as a book read for folks on campus. And so I love Annie Murphy Paul's work, and I've read her for a long time. So I was enthusiastic about that, and I agreed to help lead a book discussion. And we had about 50 folks who signed up to take the book, and we had 3 discussions. We didn't quite have 50 at those discussions at all, but we did have some fun discussions about the book leading up to this. And then I served on the committee to help do the planning for these 2 days.
Why is it so important to have some activities like this to celebrate Chancellor Gallo?
I think it's important. I would think of it not so much just from the standpoint of one person, but standpoint that it's important for us to be a community. I've worked on this campus for a long time. This is my 23rd year of teaching on this campus. I've served here for a while. And it's really nice to have events where we all do things together, or at least a subset of us do things together.
Yeah. And it's just a huge community here at the UW-River Falls campus. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what should people expect for the rest of the activities and, some points if they miss them too?
Most of the engagement events, obviously, this is the end of today, but I think tomorrow's a more formal. So I've marched in inaugural events before, and, you know, they're a lot like a graduation in a lot of ways. They're a lot like that. So there's, you know, the marching in and then the speeches and all of that. So I think that's the main thing. But they're nice. They're formal, and it's important to have those kinds of events.
And what are some, like, main learning takeaways from those events, too? Maybe, like, from yourself personally, maybe a favorite and something you learned from them while either planning or even listening to?
I think the main thing for me, because I ran the book discussions, I read the book. We also had an event with students today where we had Annie Murphy Paul with the students, being able to sort of give her advice around studying and how to use the ideas that she researched and wrote about so that folks can study more effectively, students can study more effectively. I think my main takeaways were just how thoughtful and intelligent our faculty and staff are as well, in terms of the insights that they brought to those book discussions and the way in which they talk to each other. It's always fun to get smart people who have had something in common that they've read together to talk about things.
Well, thanks for tuning in, definitely a lot of insights, especially for this upcoming ceremony and activity here tonight. That was Director of the Center of Excellence in Teaching and Learning, Professor of Psychology at UWRF. I'm Michelle Stangler with WRFW.